fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. I want to continue. We began yesterday, which was a discussion on what it means to trust God and how much of the revelation of Jesus, how much of the life of Jesus is directed to helping us see what it means for a man and a woman created by God to find human fulfillment and ultimate happiness. That what's the way to reach human fulfillment? The ultimate desire of my heart. How do I get there? In the midst of this confusing, difficult, and oftentimes tragic world that we live in, facing all kinds of trials and difficulties, and we fight so hard through acquiring things or believing what the world's invitation, that if we have certain things, possess certain things, live certain places, that these will secure for us that very deep longing that's within us to find peace, to find joy, to find really satisfaction and fulfillment. Jesus comes to show us, and this is why, as I mentioned yesterday, one of the reasons Jesus is the light of the world. He's light about God, who God is. He shines the light on who God is, that God is love. God is not a man that he should lie. God is a truth teller. God is goodness itself. God is power and love. And Jesus reveals that, and then he reveals to us who we are and what we're called to be. And right at the core of what Jesus reveals to us is the understanding that the only way to human freedom, happiness, fulfillment, reaching our destiny, living in our purpose, whatever language you want to put in, it begins with trusting God. It begins with saying yes to God. It begins with answering God's love with love. And love is an abandonment of ourselves to God in trust. I was touching on the Old Testament passage from Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 through. It's a beautiful set of verses that I'll just read again today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight and understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That is wisdom that brings life. We're living in shaky times. We're living in difficult times. We're living in confusing and tumultuous time, a kind of storm, a kind of difficult, a real difficult struggle is coming on the earth, and everybody feels it and is talking about it. There's geopolitical instability. There's nations that seem to be gearing up for war. We seem again to be on the edge of a potential very serious global economic collapse. There's an extraordinary moral decline that's going on. There's a secularization and a turning and almost a running from God on the part of many in the culture, and especially finding the great source of evil in religion. You know, like religion is somehow today is discovered that is to be the great enemy of our time. So lots of confusion, instability in life. Our inner cities are struggling and filled with tremendous confusion and chaos, our borders. So all these things are quite troubling and difficult. And they create anxiety and fear and panic. Always remember, friends, as Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it's the strategy of the devil to enslave the human race through the fear of death. There's a lot there. Just that one verse is filled with wisdom and understanding and insight and gives us light into what happens in the human heart when we feel threatened, when we feel our backs against the wall, or we're facing the darkness and unknown, we panic. So the devil wields the fear of death. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be diminished. I don't want to die. That's a deep, deep struggle within us in this fight for life. And so what happens in times of difficulty, in times of you know, being in storms like the one we're talking about, which could very well intensify. If your heart is filled with the anxiety that dominates the world, that drives us to distraction and escape and securing our own safety at all costs, to be preoccupied with myself and my own survival or my own comfort, whatever that might be. What ends up happening is we live under the dominance of fear and anxiety. Friends, we're made for something else. When we're under that domination, Paul would call about it, you know, this present evil age. The scripture talks about it. It talks about what ends up happening is if we're under those forces and they begin to control us instead of virtue and peace within our hearts and love within our hearts. And the theme we're talking about today in particular, trust, which allows us to live in peace and humility and without fear. Jesus said, don't be afraid. Remember the apostles in the boat. There's a great storm that comes up. Jesus is sleeping in the boat and they're taking on water and these guys are panicking and they wake him up and they're just frightened and say, Jesus, please do something. We're scared. Jesus calms the water and he said, why are you afraid? Don't be afraid. One of the things that frees us from fear, friends, is a living knowledge of God, of his power, his lordship, his majesty, and his love, and the fundamental truth that we are his children, that we belong to him, that our safety, our future, our destiny is in the hands of his beloved son, Jesus Christ, who conquered the grave, who conquered the powers of sin and death, who did not yield in his life here. He did not yield to the fear that dominates the world, that leads people to slavery to things that will help me feel better because I can't be at peace. I've got to medicate myself into oblivion. I've got to distract myself constantly because I don't have an answer for what's going on inside me and I don't like how I feel. I'm scared, I'm frightened, I'm alone, I'm anxious, I'm depressed. All of that. And as the culture gets more destabilized and it looks crazier and crazier, and even our leaders look like they're confused and lost and are not helpful, they themselves have lost their bearings. They themselves have lost that confidence and clarity and confidence in God. So one of the consequences as well, friends, who removing God from public life, trying to create a world as if God did not exist, a secular utopia. The consequences of that are enormous. You see, because that's unreality. That's the denial. That's the rejection of the very source of our existence, the very source of meaning. We reject it. And what are we left with? A gigantic dark void. And everything that happens in it becomes our own creation, which can never really compel the human heart or bring a peace and freedom to the human heart. Because we know everything we create on our own. And if there's nothing greater than us, if there is no origin or destiny to our life, no purpose or design, and if it is all meaninglessness, it doesn't matter how much data we acquire through science or technology. It cannot settle the fundamental struggle at the core of every human heart. Only God can do that. And it begins with recognizing who God is. God is love. God is trustworthy. God invites you into a relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the promise. He's the Holy Spirit sent from Jesus is the promise, is the down payment of a sure hope, of a sharing in the life of Jesus Christ, which has conquered all these powers and passed from death to life. And we can behold Jesus on the cross speaking to each one of us. Don't worry. Jesus is experiencing in that moment the worst the world can do to a human being. Mocked, beaten, stripped, spit on, abandoned, nailed to wood, crowned with thorns, bleeding and dying, dying the death of a slave. And he looks at us, and he wants us to see. His arms are freely spread wide. He says, come to me. Come to me. I will show you. I will lead you. Don't be afraid of the world and its power and its domination, its forces. Trust in me. This is the way to freedom. Trust in my Father. That's what I want you to see. My Father is worthy of all your trust and abandonment. And this is your road to freedom. This is your road to happiness. I mean, Jesus is saying, look, there's nothing. Am I saying everybody's going to be nailed to a cross like Jesus? Probably not. But we will face trials. We will have to carry crosses. This world is not our home. It's not ultimate. You were made for eternity, friends. You are an eternal creature, a child of God, made in the image and likeness of God. And all the things that look so important in this world are going to pass away. The skyscrapers of Manhattan are going to pass away. The glitz of Hollywood's going to pass away. You know, the massive distraction of Vegas is going to pass away. All of it's going to pass away. What's left? Those who God has made to live forever. That's you. And the only question that matters is, where are you going to live that forever? Are you going to live with God, your Father, in heaven for all eternity? In absolute joy, peace, and fulfillment. No more crying, no more tears, nothing like that. Or are you going to live apart from him in the horror and the nightmare of an existence chosen because we refuse to surrender to God? The scripture calls Gehenna, with which the Catholic Church, the scripture calls hell, that separation from God. That's the only real thing that's ultimately in play in this world. Jesus is saying, don't let the world intimidate you and the challenging circumstances of this life frighten you and lead you into foolishness, but instead trust in the Lord with all your heart and in all your ways acknowledge him. Do not lean on your own understanding. In the kind of darkness and confusion of the culture, the temptation is to lean completely on our own understanding, or to find some smart guy or some guru who's going to lead me to give me some kind of sense of temporary security. Don't lean on your own understanding. In the midst of trial and trouble and difficulty, say, Lord, show me the way to go home. Show me, Lord. Help me trust in you. Don't let me lose my bearings and run from you, but let me cling to you because you're my hope, you're my life. Friends, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.